Coach drove through town, and eventually we ended up at Martin Luther King Park. He said that since I had cost him a half day's worth of fares, the front seat wasn't even all junky yet, I would have to make it up to him by putting in extra work at the track, which was fine with me. Coach grabbed his whistle and clipboard from the glove compartment. Okay, here's how you're spending your suspension. We got us 3 hours before practice. We're going to use this time to get you caught up on the way all this goes. How all what goes? Being on my team, boy! I could tell he was still irritated, but not as much as he had been. We headed over to the track, the bright white lines marking out the red lanes, the green field in the middle. Okay, so first things first, where's your practice clothes? Coach asked. These them, I said. You have on jeans and high tops, he stated the obvious. I looked at myself. There was a stain on my sneakers, a new one, maybe ketchup, or chocolate milk. So, I said, what's wrong with that? Coach sat down on a bench, stretched his legs out. You know what? Don't worry about it. We'll figure that out later. Let's just start with some stretching. Apparently, there were a whole slew of different kinds of stretches, and Coach showed me how to do them all. Each one was for a different reason. This one for this part of the leg, that one for that part of the leg, another one for your back. Then jumping jacks, toe touches, push-ups. It all seemed silly to me, but not as silly as the next part, the 2-lap warm-up jog. Me and Coach bounced around the track, him telling me to keep my arms tucked, which was actually hard to do. He said form is everything when it comes to running, and that it has more to do with form than how fast your legs move. That didn't sound right. To me, it seemed like if my arms were tucked but my legs weren't moving fast, then I wasn't going to be beating nobody. Just common sense. But then again, I didn't think a 2-lap jog, as slow as we were jogging, would get me going. But by the time we finished, I was pouring sweat.